Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my cheese grater gigglers? It's beautiful in New York City.
It's so gorgeous. And when I got here, I was smacked right in the face with Chris's thighs because he was standing outside. He was wearing shorts. He had just come from the gym. Before I could even say anything, he said, "Don't say anything." I thought I had time to go home, and I didn't.
At least send us a warning text if you're going to show up with your thighs out.
I was like, I've never seen you not sitting at your desk.
I didn't know he had legs.
Yeah, I didn't know I could even walk.
Well, walking here, I stepped on a used condom. But that's just New York City. They tied it.
And that's nice.
And that's called...
that's chivalry.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I was getting out of my Uber and I saw this girl riding by on a city bike with a high ponytail, red hair, like yours, shorts. And I was like, if Hannah fucking city biked here, it's the first nice day, I'll kick her in the throat.
First of all, I don't trust myself to city bike. I can't drive a car. I wouldn't put other people in danger because I think it would be fun for me to city bike for 2 minutes. I'm not trying to take out a whole family because I want a breeze.
Have you ever city biked anywhere?
No.
Me neither.
I feel like New Yorkers are like, we're actually really scared of everything in New York. It's like the non-New Yorkers that are like, look at those bikes. Let's ride them.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, absolutely not.
I feel like a lot of people do ride them.
I know, Des does.
Really? Well, not anymore. And lesson learned. You can never city bike.
Speaking of, he's like, oh my God, I got annoyed with him today because I was walking around my bed, as one does, and I...
On top of it?
Just around it.
Oh, okay.
I was just walking by it.
Okay.
You know how, like, every time you walk by your bed, you have to hit your knee so hard at the corner of your bed? I will hit corners. I don't know what's wrong with my limbs. And I hit, like, the bone in my knee so hard that I was, like...
I fell to the ground.
I was lying there. And he's like, babe, are you okay? I'm like, I'll be fine. And then it was lingering. Like, it was, like, sore.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wow, my knee fucking hurts. And then he was like, stop. And I was like, no, like, it hurts. And he was like, my fucking ACL has been ripped open. I don't feel bad for you at all. And I'm like, because both of his parents are dead also. So, like, I can't be upset over my grandpa. So it's like, what can I be upset about? I can't be upset about anything. And my knee is fucking hurting right now. I have no sympathy.
Black and blue.
Yes.
It's probably sore.
It, like, broke skin. And he, like, has no sympathy for me because he tore his ACL. And I'm like, but that's... Everyone's fighting their own battles.
No, men, like, when they get sick, honestly, this past week, Craig was supposed to fly to California. And, like, 2 hours before he gets on his flight, he calls me and he's like... Just like, I have really bad news. And I'm like, meanwhile, I'm in New York doing my own thing. Okay. He's like,
who is this?
He goes, I don't think I can get on the plane to fly to California because, like, my nose is so stubby. And I was like, what?
Breathe through your mouth.
And I'm nervous I'll get more sick. Mm. And I was just like, okay.
It wasn't like, all the things you did the last week.
No, he had a sniffle. His allergies hit, you know? Like, it's just, they can't do anything. Also,
oh God.
I have a side bang happening.
What does this mean for society?
I don't know.
What is the cultural, like,
I don't know if we're
influence
regressing.
You're about to have? Because I'm scared.
No, I'm scared.
With great power comes great responsibility.
I was just like, what if, I look like I'm going to, actually, this is what I looked like in high school, I feel like.
I feel like we're all just becoming who we were in 2014.
And you know what I realized too is, like, I love watching on Netflix, like, stupid high school shows. Like, it gets me going.
Do you think it's because that's when you peaked?
Quite possibly. Like, it was my favorite. Like, everyone must be like, oh my God, high school was like the worst. And, like, everyone was so mean. And I was like, wait, I literally loved every second of it. Like, I was captain of the cheerleading team, prom queen. My boyfriend was so hot in high school. Like, I loved every second of it.
Oh my God. It's so easy to hate you.
No, I even hearing myself, I'm like, shut the fuck up, you dumb bitch. You probably can't read. And that's true.
That's true.
And you win some, like, you lose some.
So I found this old photo from like a seventh grade prom. Where I look like
a bitch.
A bitch. I was feeling myself because I had my nana in my ear. Like, my nana
was running your career, you said.
She was my manager, my publicist, and she did my glam. Like, I remember her being like, sit down, like, you're gonna look amazing. And I remember I was delusional from day one, but I remember thinking, like, when I walk into this dance, everyone's gonna turn their head. Like, I truly believe, like, and you know, my nana was like, you look gorgeous. You're going to be a model. You look gorgeous.
No, middle school dances were a different.
I mean, we talk about middle school dances a little too much on Giggly Squad. We talk about grinding. But no, I would go and then I was always like, find that one friend that I'd be like, we should leave, right?
Well, think about it now. Like, they're probably just all sitting there on their phones.
Yeah.
Because, like, we didn't have phones at middle school.
Or they're
dances.
All doing, like, do they do TikTok dances at?
At dances.
Like, the hot girls just start doing it, like, in unison, and you're like, oh, I don't even know what the hot girls are doing. Like, what do I do?
Oh, my God.
You're, like, in the back of the hot girls trying to follow what they were doing.
No.
Like, Grease, but, like, sluttier.
I just remember, like, wanting to wear, like, a skinny scarf around my neck and, like, slow dance.
I just remember wanting to grind the fuck out of someone.
Speaking of grinding.
For like 3 seconds.
Speaking of grinding on a man.
My jaw, I've been grinding every night and my jaw is killing me.
Wait, really?
I'm a grinder.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
You didn't know that?
I've slept with you multiple times and I feel like I've never heard it.
I feel like I'm a subtle grinder.
Because I used to have a girlfriend in high school and every time she would sleep over, I'd literally almost suffocate
her. Like, it was like a
because
saw.
Because I could hear it.
Yeah. So I think I'm like, it's an...
I didn't know what it was at first, and I, like, remember getting out of my bed and thinking there was an animal in my room, like, in the corner, and I'm trying to find it, and then I realized
like,
it was
Jessica.
My friend.
Jessica.
I'm like, can you shut the fuck up?
People were saying that we should normalize more, like, adult sleepovers.
Yeah, we should.
And I agree with that to an extent. Like, especially when you don't want to go home. Like, it's totally normal just to fall asleep.
I don't want to sleep in the bed with someone, but, like, I would totally sleep. Well, let's rework that. I would let people sleep at my apartment. I don't want to go sleep at other
people's. Yeah, because when you go someone else's.
Like, we could never have one because we would both be like, okay, I'm going to my own bed.
Even though we literally slept in the same bed for 3 summers.
Yeah.
And you're like, we could never. We could literally never.
Not if our own beds were there.
Not
Do
if
you
we're
know what
forced
I mean?
To contractually.
Yeah, not if it's an obligation. Not if you told me I had to do it. Okay, no, what I wanted to say was, I kept seeing this thing on TikTok, and the question was, you're trapped in a forest. Do you want to be trapped with a man hunting you or a bear? And that really fucking threw me because every girl they asked, they were like, oh, I think the bear.
I saw it. They didn't say I think. Every girl just
was
went
like,
bear.
The bear. Yeah.
And it's funny because this is, again, my delusional side coming over. I think that I could befriend the bear.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like.
You'd be like, okay, let's...
Come here.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're
be like,
I have a
cat.
I'm a cat.
All cat people, I feel like, think like that.
Because,
like,
if I can make a cat like me, I'm like, I can make a bear like me.
Remember when there was, like, that whole... What was that, like, whole thing? I think maybe we were in college, or maybe, like, post-college, where they killed that, like... People, like, couldn't talk about it for years. Where they killed that, like, gorilla.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Coco? Harambe.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I feel like that would have been a situation where you'd be like, I feel like I could talk to the
gorilla. I don't know if it's because also we grew up, like, watching Tarzan. Like, I feel like if I grew up in the jungle,
yeah,
I would be, like, boys with, like, people. Like, I mean, by people, I mean animals.
Wild thornberries did that to you.
You wild thorn? Yes. No, because I just think I'm really empathic with animals. I just feel like animals understand me.
I feel like that'd be a really good Halloween costume for you. And
a thornberry?
Is one of the thornberries.
I was recently thinking that I want to do a Halloween costume that's literally, like, just a UPS worker. Like, can we normalize that?
They already have that. Like, sexy ones?
No.
Oh.
No, like an actual USPS worker. Because USPS workers scare me. They're my biggest fear.
Yeah, no, they have that. Like, people go as...
No, like, when I see a bear, I'd be like, okay, first of all, it's adorable.
Right.
Doesn't even know how freaking adorable his little... Have you seen bears' ears? They're fucking adorable.
Have you seen those ones?
Winnie the fucking Pooh.
Red panda bears that are small, and but they want to be, like, show you that they're attacking, so they try and get bigger, but they just go like this, but they're, like, 2 feet, and they're adorable. No,
see, like, at least, like, the bears will be funny.
Right.
Why is the first thing you're alone in a forest, you'd be like, okay, well, now I have to cut his dick off.
I just feel like the man. I could outsmart... Well...
Who?
Right, that's the thing. How crazy. No, I feel like I could outsmart the bear. If the guy is doing drugs or drinking, like, then I can't get away.
I just feel like if the bear got hungry, I would give it my arm. I'd be like, you can eat my arm. And, like, we're going to figure this out together. Just, like, cuddle with me. Where the man, I'm like, don't fucking touch me.
No, yeah, that's...
Speaking of something I saw on TikTok, too, this is crazy about men. Hmm. And, like, I don't even want to say it out loud because it's so disturbing. This man goes on and he goes, I just want to let you guys know that people say that men are more logical than women, but they actually just lack empathy.
Interesting.
So it's like they're just literally not thinking about how other people are feeling as much as we are. So they're not logical. They're actually just psychopaths.
Okay. I wish you didn't say that last part.
I just spit across the room.
I really wish you didn't say that last part because I really...
Oh, because you are like that.
I feel like you're like that.
But I do think when you're really close to someone and you love them a lot, you will do some selfish things because you don't have to be fake with them. Like, you're just being...
I just feel as a woman, I'm not as emotional as some... I think there's, like, a spectrum
of
everything.
Can you cut to last episode when she was crying going, I've been so emotional lately?
I was so emotional this weekend. Like, I was tearing up that people were being mean to JoJo. Do not bring up JoJo Siwa. Yeah, that makes me upset.
We, like, went strong with the JoJo Siwa takes.
No, here's the thing. Sometimes, like, I'll see, like, a clip of Giggly Squad and, like, I'll just gander in the comments or, like, something. Oh. And I'm like, wait, none of what we say is serious. I'm like, can you believe that they joked about that? Anywho. Wait, this is actually really funny. I'm getting nervous that... Not that I feel like I'm, like, full Gen Z just because, like, I love TikTok, but I feel like I'm on TikTok as much as Gen Z because my attention span recently, like, I'm like, okay, why are you talking so slow? Mm-hmm. To the point that when I'm on FaceTime, if you know how you can click the side and speed up TikToks? I was on FaceTime the other day, and I went to click the side to, like, speed it up.
That's so funny.
And then I felt so bad.
You were like, yes.
I was like, okay, talk faster.
So Lois will look at her phone and be FaceTiming someone, but not know, and try to swipe past it, like out of it. Yeah, like, we're good. We're done. I get it. Get the point.
Enough. No, that's how I feel. But I feel like my attention span, like I can't, like it used to get me excited to be like, okay, I'm going to sit down on like a Saturday night. Like I didn't do anything last night. Like sit down and like watch a movie, but I can't.
I do think, and I know this is going to sound like aggressive, but when you do something physical, like go to yoga or like go for a walk, it's like you get out of your head and then time moves a little different. But when you're like constantly in your head, you're like, but when you're walking, you get into kind of like a
I'm very
daze.
Skittish.
Yeah. You're a literal cat. You're a literal cat. Ah! Also, people are like, Hannah, stop interrupting Paige. I'm like, I know what she's going to say. Like, I could finish the sentence for her.
Here's the thing.
We don't have time.
I don't want to finish my own thought.
I was gandering in a comment for, like, too long that you were speaking slowly and I was speaking too fast. And they were like, I just can't take.
No, that I've never wanted to speed up your FaceTime or one of your voice notes.
Like, I'm here to get to the point.
Yeah, I have the shit rate to say. At what you speak.
I love you.
Thank you.
Also, we are at a weird time, though, because I've been going to college gigs and stuff and hanging out with the Gen Zs, my sisters, my brothers. And and we're at this first time in, like, the world that I'm consuming, like, the same content they're consuming.
Yeah.
Because think about, like, our parent. It's the first time, like, we're consuming all the same music. It's really crazy.
It's the first time our generations are this close.
Yeah, and that we're all tech savvy.
Yes.
And, like, we're going to be the first tech-savvy, like, grandparents.
Wait, that's so crazy to
And think. We might not know the newest technology, but, like, we're not going to be, like, how our grandparents were.
Right.
Rest in peace, Grandma.
Every episode.
But also talking about boys and girls, I went to.
You know what's crazy is like you have one full set of grandparents, like a grandma and a grandpa that are married to each other.
And like loved my life.
And you're 32 years old. That's like very good.
You're acting like Des now.
I mean, I don't have
any. He's like, I don't feel fucking bad. Yeah, that's when he doesn't have parents either. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not my problem. It's literally has nothing to do with me. And I'm trying to make this about me, but it doesn't have to do with me. You don't have any grandparents?
No, I have none.
So now I can't. Now I feel bad.
No, you can bring up your. What,
I just had like grandpa and like my nan and papa are obviously like I'm really close to them.
Yeah.
Oh God, when they go.
No, let's. We're actually gonna take a.
We're gonna take a commercial break.
We won't. I'm not recording Giggly Squad for 2 weeks when that happens. I'm like, and don't even ask us. We're not even gonna send a newsletter. You'll know why. You'll know why.
Also, sign up for the newsletter because we do have an announcement we're making like very shortly. People are getting
the one that we Easter egged that everyone knows, that everyone's pumped for.
So I go to these college gigs and I do a Q&A. Mm-hmm. The questions from these kids are so fucking funny because the girls are savage. They'll be like, they always raise their hand, which is so cute. And I'm like, you. And I feel a lot of power.
Yeah.
I feel like that student teacher who's like, what if I just brought in the TV? And everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So this girl raised her hand. She goes, how do I make my boyfriend jealous? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you toxic little slut. And they'll ask like the crazy.
You pull down like a whiteboard. You turn on a projector. You're like, I'm so glad anyone asked.
It turns into a TED Talk. The girls ask like the funniest stuff. And then every now and then a guy raises his hand. The guys will ask me two kinds of things. So one guy raises his hand and he goes, who would win in a fight? A bear or a polar bear? And I was like, I'm not acknowledging that question. Please take a walk around the block.
Yeah,
come back.
Do a lap.
And like men are obsessed with who would win. Chris, do you talk to your friends about this?
Wait.
Oh, I was not asking. Chris, you're not
point
asking to win. I was like, do you guys talk about that stuff? And he goes, this is why the bear would win. Chris, we don't care.
Wait, is that a real question that you guys like have asked each other?
Yeah, for sure.
And will you interchange animals?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's like a whole world that we didn't even know they were talking about.
That's a whole podcast episode for them.
No, it's so like,
I was like, first of all, no. Second of all, don't ever ask me that. Then another guy raised his hand.
Their faces are on our money. Like, that's insane. Like, the men's faces are on our money. Okay? Let that sink in. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Chris, would you ever ask that to, like, a girl on a date? If you're running out of questions? So you have this is inappropriate.
Yeah. Maybe just playing around. If I'm really out of stuff.
You know what's crazy? Like, I was just trying to think, like, have I, like, what questions did I used to ask on
date? You didn't ask questions.
I feel like I didn't, and then
I feel like if he got quiet, you just sat in it.
Now I'm trying to think, like, did they ever ask me any questions either, though? Like,
no.
Well,
your first dates definitely were, like, wild. Where mine was one woman show behavior.
Yeah,
I was like, and spin.
You on a first date, like when the waiter first comes over, you're like, and my opening act. The specials, please.
To tell you, I perform the same regardless if I like the man or not. I need to go out there with a fucking laugh. I need to make sure that he walked away from that date and he was like, that was fucking incredible.
See, I feel like I would just get blacked out on a first date. And like, if they texted me, I was like, if you can handle me at that, then you deserve. Yes.
And we'll some would say that's so much better than me trying to make get approval from every single person. And then afterwards ghosting them, then being like, why did you ask me about my father on the first date? Then a guy raised his hand and he said, do you like roller coasters? And I was like, again, this is a horrible question.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I guess I'll answer it. Like, do you have a specific kind you like? And he's like, no. And I was like,
do you recommend?
Like, what's the point of this question? Like, are you trying to like talk to me?
Do you want an amusement park?
Do you know when someone asks you something because they want to talk about it? So I was like, yeah. Do you have an amusement park you like?
Do you want to talk about your car's warranty? I mean, what are we doing here?
Do you want to sell me life insurance? What's going on? So then he goes, no. And I was like, do you like roller coasters? And he goes, no. And everyone was like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, boys just do things, like, to be stupid, and then they
But he
they
wasn't even trying
funny.
To be funny. I think he just, like, was like, I'm going to ask her a question. Because she said, ask a question. And sometimes it's that simple.
What college was this? Probably, like, my old one that got unaccredited and was like, you're done being a school. Goodbye.
People
Thank you for playing.
People don't
talk
about how
pages
college. One day they were just like, we're going to shut down.
Which, honestly, I was like, why didn't you do it when I was there? If I could, I would. You know?
They go, who's the famous alumni here?
Page-coded college. They're like, actually, we're, like, over it,
you go,
we think.
I kind of quit. Like, I'm tired. Are you tired? Because if you're tired, I won't go. I won't go if you don't go. The whole college.
It's like, not like vibing with the school colors anymore. And so we think we should just pack it up.
They were like, honestly, school's giving me the ick. And I just like don't want to do it. I didn't even know you were allowed to close a college like that.
Well, I think they ran out of money. They're a private college that I think.
That's so embarrassing.
They're like, sorry, we have a literal shopping problem. Like they get an email.
How many textbooks did you guys buy?
They get an email and it's like, okay, but like. The mascot just, like, needed new outfits, and we, who are we to say no?
Also, you're charging kids, like, $100,000 a year. What did you spend the money
no,
on?
No, what? No, colleges are Ponzi schemes.
For sure.
Just, like, legalized Ponzi scheme.
For sure. Cults. Speaking of Ponzi scheme cults, what's your thoughts on Coachella?
Literal cult.
I never knew Coachella was happening. Like, where am I that suddenly everyone's at Coachella? And I'm like, I didn't even know there were tickets.
Honestly, we said it last episode, but, like, we're not massive concert people. And that obviously extends into festivals. I'd say I'm more not a festival person than I am, like, a concert. I can enjoy a concert that I like the person
performing.
Can
you explain what the difference between a concert and a festival is? Because is it basically, like, a...
Festival's multiple acts.
Multiple concerts.
Multiple concerts in one at, like, a fairground.
And people are all doing drugs and wearing, like, silly things. They wear glitter.
Yeah, it's very, like, deserty. But Coachella's been for, like, a while. It's
this is my
like...
thing. The two things that give me anxiety when I leave my house, do I have to poop?
Yeah.
Where's the closest bathroom? Is it accessible? And then am I going to get hungry after
people,
I poop?
People, like, pass out at Coachella.
See, like...
Like, you're in the desert.
The second I'm in a crowd of people, I'd be like, where's the bathroom?
Yeah.
And then when you go and you lose your friends, then you're like, now I'm going to die.
And I don't want to do anything 3 days in a row. I actually couldn't name something right now that I want to do 3 days in a row other than be alone. Like, there's nothing. Here's the other thing. Coachella is so far from even anything that even if something happened and you wanted to leave, you still have to drive like an hour and a half to even get anywhere.
I'm so dumb. I thought Coachella was like Wyoming.
I mean, it basically is. It's in the middle of Palm Springs.
Oh. You know what it is? It's also such an LA thing. I know that everyone flies, but, like, it's very easy for LA people.
I think that's what it is.
And, look, we don't want to be haters. Like, we support all women in the arts.
I think it's just, like, turned into this big influencer thing. But, like, originally, I think it is, like, a music festival.
But people are hating on it this year. Like, they're saying the lineup's bad.
Oh, really? See, like, I am so uninterested. I wouldn't even know who's there.
Well, I like when there's tea, so I was like, okay, now I need to know what the tea is.
Yeah.
I guess because of Taylor Swift and Travis. Beyonce.
Did you see Billie Eilish when she was performing? She said, after Lana Del Rey performed, she said, what did she say? She was like,
we owe her so much because we were created. A lot of us were created because of her
Half
music.
Half of you bitches exist because of her or something. I'm going to say something too, like, look, and I just feel like it's a safe space because you said something about Zendaya, and, like,
No, please.
I don't like the way Billie Eilish dresses at all.
I am so obsessed with Billie Eilish's style.
No, I think it's messy. I think it doesn't make
any
sense.
I want Zendaya to dress like Billie Eilish.
No,
she
don't
would look
you dare.
Look, okay, sometimes Billie Eilish goes, like, a little too baggy for my taste.
Yeah.
However, like... How she has fun with patterns and then, like, the jewelry and the nails. Like, I'm obsessed with her.
She basically looks like she picked out whatever was on the chair clean and she put that on and created the outfit.
And that's creativity. She styles herself just like me.
No. She obviously styles herself.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Sometimes doing your hair can just be like, oh, like I can't. It's so time consuming. Especially with the summer coming up. So if you're concerned about frizz, then you have to try out Way's new anti-frizz cream. I love everything from Way. I love the way everything smells. Let me say that first and foremost. But every product from Way is a consistent in my bathroom, and their anti-frizz cream is about to be my go-to this summer. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. Saves you so much time when you're getting ready, and it also will help reduce and repair split ends. If you haven't tried any of their other products, then definitely start with the leave-in conditioner. I think that's my number one favorite. It detangles, hydrates, it fights frizz, and it's for all hair types. So frizz-free up your schedule with Way, and go to theouai.com and enter promo code Giggly for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com with promo code Giggly. There's so many clubs that you can join and so many activities that you can partake in, but let's talk about First Leaps, the number one awarded and rated wine club. All you have to do is take a quiz, which is just a few questions on your taste profile. Do you like smoky? Do you like fruity? What's your vibe? And then wine experts will use that to pair the wine of their liking. They'll deliver it to your home or office. And if you have any questions, they have a wine concierge to ask any questions about pairing, details, all of the things. I actually hosted a little get together the other day, and I was really stressed about like alcohol and what everyone was going to like. There are different levels of the club, and you can select a number of bottles that you would like to receive for your desired delivery. And if you're a typical rosé drinker, this is the perfect time to try out something new that you might not pair with your favorite foods. Let the experts take control and give you what they think you'll love. I had such a good experience taking my quiz because, you know me, I don't like reading and I don't like tests, but it was actually so quick and I'm so excited to see what they're going to send me. Join the club today and discover new wines you'll love with First Leaf. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/giggly to get your first box. That's tryfirstleaf.com/giggly. tryfirstleaf.com/giggly. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I'm officially moving. Officially moving.
To Charleston.
Hannah, why would you? Oh my God, I literally just peed my pants a little, I think. My stomach just sank.
You acted like I changed the ticket or something. You were like, no.
Did you call my building and say that I didn't want to move in there?
I go, actually, she's trying to go to
Charleston. I canceled it. I called your landlord.
The amount of times Paige gets asked if she's mm-hmm. going to move to Charleston over the last, like, literally the second you met Craig, mm-hmm. are you, like, okay?
No, like, the minute I met Craig, they're like, what are you doing in New York?
People won't even ask what your name is. They go, are you moving to Charleston?
Some people are really nice about it, though, and they're like, we don't really, like, care, but, like, we just really want you to move there. And I'm just like, guys, meanwhile, I'm, like, home making a Pinterest board of, like,
your future apartment in New York City.
I'm like, sorry, I'm really busy.
Your tiny apartment in New York City instead of having a pool and a hot tub.
I'm like, what happens if we live in this closet? I'm moving, and I...
Are stressed?
You know what? I'm oddly not. Well, mm-hmm. one, because I feel like I hired people to do everything. So I was just like, okay, how do we fix it? No, like I hired obviously like my
37
movers.
Men to move my stuff.
Hired my movers, but I also hired like my organizational people.
Oh.
Imagine it done. But I've never done a move with them.
I think it'll be so great because they don't have to undo anything. Like they just.
Well, the day before or like a couple days before I actually move, we do like an edit. Of, like, my current apartment, which
And this
I'm,
is perfect timing because this is spring cleaning moment.
No, the stars could not have aligned more.
Yeah.
And my vibe for my new apartment, French modern. French provincial modern.
Did you say provincial?
Provincial.
I like that.
I don't really know what it means, but my mom said it.
I love, like, the mixing of aesthetics.
Yes.
So where I, like, it's, like, modern but also vintage.
Yes, that's my
and
vibe.
And for you, I really want... A Parisian,
yeah,
like girliness,
yeah,
but then random like metals sometimes.
I want it to be like if Bridgerton was set in New York City,
Cunty Bridgerton,
yeah,
yes, Cunty Bridgerton,
Cunty Bridgerton.
Put that on your architectural digest.
My vibe.
wait, that's really exciting.
Yeah, and I'm feeling like this is so not me, but like I'm really feeling inspired by Baby Blue recently.
Like for nails?
No, just like in general, like in my decor. I don't know why.
You definitely
but I want
need like a powder
baby,
blue.
Yeah. Powder
bathroom.
Blue something.
Or like a glam room.
Yeah, so I'm so excited. So I might just like vlog some stuff and then
yes.
put it on Giggly.
Part of being an adult is realizing that your home is something that you can have fun with. And
yeah.
you realize something clicks that you're like, oh, I can make my home whatever I want it to be.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, I thought like you put a bed
yeah.
and a lamp and then you live in it.
Yeah.
And then you wait until you... You have to move to the next place.
No, it's crazy. Like, decorating your space is crazy because you're like, do I like it? I have to look at it every day. I don't know.
I had, like, mature friends who, like, at 21 were, like, fully decorating their rooms.
Yeah.
And I always felt, like, jealous because I was like, oh, my God, they enjoy their life. they
no,
have hope.
There's, like, when people are like, oh, it's like you're very into nesting.
Yeah, I've never nested.
Really?
Never.
But I think...
Until Dez...
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like you nested in your Hamptons house.
I've never nested in my life to the point that people are like, you're living in a
hospital
room. Are
you not gonna nest?
Yeah. So but then I went to Dez's place and I was like, call a dumpster. We're throwing all of this. I don't know.
We're
what
nesting
came.
People.
I was ordering pillows.
Yep.
I think it was like hormonal.
But isn't it like there's something, I don't know, very like comforting about it.
Oh my God. It feels so good.
Do you have a Pinterest?
Yes. The way I am with fashion and with decor, I'm the same way with home decor because, like, if I see it, I know when I like it, but yeah. I don't necessarily know how to make it. But, like, if someone was like, which one do you prefer? I'd be like, definitely that. But I don't know how to, like, put things together that well.
You're decisive.
I'm decisive and I have an eye. For what? I don't know. But I have an eye, too.
I'm going to make Grace put our Pinterest in the newsletter because I feel like I do actually a lot of pinning of, like,
so
decor.
I'm obsessed with Bauhaus decor.
Bauhaus?
Bauhaus.
Bauhaus.
Bauhaus decor okay. is, like, everything to me right now.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
Bauhaus decor. I feel like it's, like... Bauhaus. Can you use it in a sentence? I feel like it's like Copenhagen girly, like influencer girlies, like their apartment decor.
Yes.
Bauhaus.
100%.
Okay, wow.
You nailed it.
Is house H-A-U-S?
Like H-A-U-S.
Yeah.
So I think it is, I actually don't know what
it is.
Do
you like that pronunciation?
House. But it's like, yeah, it's European.
Yeah.
And that's all I know.
Yeah, it's European.
But I found it on, I guess, Pinterest.
What's with us that we're like, we want everything to be European, but yet we're like, we'll
dumb Americans.
Literally die in New York City.
We'll die in New York City. I'm going to Paris.
When?
And London and Dublin in May for comedy shows.
Wait.
And I'm bringing my mom. And we've never been to Europe together.
Wait, you're going to love it with her.
I know. But my mom is like, she wakes up and she's ready to go. We're walking. We're walking. We're planning. Oh, we're going.
You guys are walking.
Like, naps are not even like brought up. Like if I bring up a nap, she'll pretend she didn't hear me. And we'll just keep walking.
Now my mom will say, like, preface before she comes down. And she'll say, now I want to do something. And I'm like, bitch. No. Who do you think you are? Sending in requests?
I'm going to put Bauhaus decor in the newsletter so you guys can see.
I feel like it's like funky shaped couches and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's like, there's metal. It's very like vintage, but like cool. It's just, there's a plant.
How long are you going to be in each
city? So we're doing Paris for literally 2 days. Mm-hmm. Then I have to go to London for 2 days for two shows. And then we're spending the week in Ireland.
Is Dez going to Ireland?
And Dez is going to be there. My dad's going to meet us there. And it's the first time my parents have ever been to Ireland. Yeah. So,
oh my God, that's so fun.
And like, I've like never traveled to Europe with my parents. So it's going to be like very fun. A lot of admin.
Does Dez have anyone in his family, like females in his family that have red hair?
No. That was important to you then. You were like, I have a really important question. There are a lot of...
I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I need
to... Not to Barbara Walters you, but... No, there's a lot of, like, the most gorgeous redheads ever in Ireland.
No, yeah,
you're like,
I
oh,
just,
that's a real redhead.
Yeah, I just had a moment where I was like, wait, could you potentially have a redheaded child with, like, blue eyes?
I mean, maybe. I don't really know how redheads are created.
A lineage or something. No, I feel like he... If, like, he said, oh, yeah, if you said his mom had red hair, I'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're, like, probably going to have a child with red hair.
Do you know growing up, like, how mean people were to people redheads. With red hair?
Yeah.
Did you grow up with the whole, like, gingers have no soul? That is, like, fucked up. You know, and then no one ever said gingers do have a soul. Like, no one ever apologized.
As someone that was just, like, an ally to everyone, my best friend in high school, in fact, had red hair. But, like, she was stunning, like, one of the prettiest girls ever. And I feel like I didn't ever have that. Like, I never heard that. You know, it's funny, too. I remember there was a girl at, like, in high school. I can't remember her name now. But, like, went to a public high school. And I used to be obsessed with her. And because she had, like, really long red hair. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, so pretty. I've always loved a redhead.
Yeah, I am not against gingers. I had a friend who was a ginger, is what you're saying.
Oh, wait, I wanted to tell you because I feel like this is, like, so for, like, the Hannah girlies of the world. I got sent...
You're like, I would never. I would never be associated with this.
I tried it one time. I threw it out. And I was like, you know who would like this? Fucking Hannah. It's this brand. I think I got sent it in, like, a random PR package. H-A-N-N-I. Hanny.
Is she like Magani?
But I think they're, like, stealing your brand. But basically, it's, like... Okay, they sent me this, like, in-the-shower moisturizer, but then they also sent me this, like, spray bottle, and I thought it was just, like, you know, like, when brands were like, oh, this is hydrating mist, and you're like, that's fucking tap water that you put in a cool bottle.
Yeah, like, and, like, I miss my face
when
like,
I spray
it.
Yeah, like, I don't care about it. But I was reading it, and theirs is, it's, like, a sprayable lotion.
Oh.
But it's not, like, lotion feeling, and it's not, like, watery feeling, but, like, if you hate... putting on lotion every time you get out of the shower, it's amazing.
Women in STEM.
Women in STEM. I'm going to put it in the newsletter.
I think Whitney
obsessed.
Cummings was talking about on her podcast, she was asking people, like, do you put lotion on after you shower?
Every single time.
I don't. I think.
The more you put it on, the drier you get.
Exactly. I think it's just like chapstick. Because when I get out of the shower, my skin is never dry. But you know what is dry?
Tell me.
My face. And I have to put it on my face. On. And that's the only place I've been putting moisturizer on. So I think the government is involved.
Like, sometimes my skin is so dry, like, it hurts if I don't
and
put lotion on.
And as an Italian, that shouldn't be happening to you. We are naturally very oily individuals.
Yeah.
So
I have a great grandmother somewhere rolling in her grave.
Rolling in her grave. But my mom does put, but I always thought my mom did it because she's a mom. That's what moms do. Like, she's always lotioning her hand. Where did you get the lotion from? Why is it all day long? When have you never not lotioned your hand?
St. Ives re-enters the chat. Get out of here, St. Ives.
A girl DM me and she goes, by the way, I was the St. Ives social media manager.
Yeah, it was a girl.
And I said, we love you. Yeah, love. I'm so that shout out to St. Ives. We apologize to the Academy. Because St. Ives was iconic.
No, iconic. No, I don't know why that is that moms are like always.
Who told you to lotion after the shower?
I don't know. Well, now I feel like Big Pharma.
You know what that reminds me of? I was really late to shave my legs because someone told me like once you start, you can't stop. But like you do it because you're hairy. So I was like, I'm not going to start. And it's like people were like, you have the hairiest legs I've ever seen.
Heroin. Don't try it, kids. Do you remember, like, when you couldn't, like, girls, like, weren't allowed to shave their thighs? I still abide by that rule.
If someone tells me something and then they don't update it, I will never change. To this day, no one said you should start shaving your thighs. So when you start, we just shave our shins.
Well, I think, like,
because we're not that hairy on our thighs.
I always thought that it was, like, moms didn't let girls do it because your thighs are, like, more sexual.
That's the most like that Catholic guilt shit I've ever heard. She's like, we have a long skirt to cover up our hairy legs.
No, that's like what Jesus. I thought. Like, oh, you like don't you're not gonna shave anywhere close to like to make it like sensual to like have
so the
sex.
Hair can block the penis.
But I was so hairy in like third grade, my mom was like, shave it all.
Do you remember the first time you heard your friend was wearing a thong? You were that friend. you were the friend.
No, I don't remember.
I remember
that.
My friend being like, I'm wearing a thong, and me being like, like, I thought she was going to the strip club. I was like, are you going to the strip club after this? I went to Victoria's Secret, and I like, saw, I go, this is what they wear at the strip club.
It's so funny, and I would have been like you too, except that I had like a best friend my whole childhood who's 10 times worse than me.
Except I had a best friend.
No, except I had a friend who like taught me all of these. So like
see, I was the older sister.
Yeah, see, I was you, and like she would be like, no, Paige, that's like not what a blowjob is, you idiot. And I'd be like, oh my God.
No,
what
is I was the blind leading the blind out in these streets. It was just me and my brother, and he was no help. But yeah, I remember shopping at Victoria's Secret, and they had crazy thongs. Like, remember, how does a thong that has, like, multiple strings become sluttier?
Yeah.
Like, it has more fabric, but looks insane. Like, what are girls doing with that?
Yeah.
They're dangerous. You can strangle yourself.
I'm trying to think, like, if there that was, like, a moment. Like, oh, my first thong.
I mean, I still haven't had that moment.
No, that's insane. I feel like it wasn't because I feel like the first time I wore a thong was, like, specifically for an outfit because, like, I couldn't have, like, an underwear. Again,
obviously.
You were like, I don't subscribe. Not my network. Not my forte.
I want us to come up with a list next episode of people's style that we love.
Okay.
Just to really have a chart. Like, I need to visualize
it. Like a flow chart.
Yeah, because, like, I'm obsessed with, I love Ice Spice. I love Billie Eilish. Julia
Do
Fox.
Do your top three right now. Off the top of your head, like, who, not, like, of all time, just, like,
I also
recently
like,
of who you've seen on TikTok,
I also have
like,
random influencers who I think are really cool, like, all the girls in Berlin.
Okay.
Every girl that lives in Berlin is fucking killing the game.
Like, right, off the top of my head that I, like, have been seeing on TikTok, whatever. I'd say Zendaya, Victoria Beckham.
Oh, you have cut people.
Anne Hathaway.
I think Anne Hathaway has been looking amazing.
Anne Hathaway has been crushing.
Incredible. Yeah, Ice Spice, Billie Eilish, and Julia Fox.
Yes, but Julia Fox, I feel
it's
like,
more
is more performative.
Yes, no, I know. It's not really like a fit. It's a piece of art. I like when people look like it's the apocalypse. I'm like obsessed with an apocalyptic look.
Yeah, but for every day, like one time, like once in a while.
No, every day is the Berlin girls.
Just you're like a Copenhagen girl.
And then at night. It's the world's ending, which it is.
I could see you being a Copenhagen girly. Like, have you ever seen, you should do that TikTok sound where it's like dress like a Copenhagen girly. Okay, pajama pants and then like that and then see what outfit
you put
together.
Well, people have been calling you out on the internet because
Pardon? Because you're just going to bring it up like that?
You every now and then.
Hold on. Let's just.
And my people.
This is, I mean, this is so our
literally
friendship.
Everyone.
I'm literally giving you a compliment, and like, oh, you're so Copenhagen. You could do that. Thing. You're like, oh, speaking of that, everyone actually was telling me they hate you.
Well, you were wearing like a Copenhagen-y outfit, like the Adidas pants with just a random top, and then some of the comments were like, she looks like she just threw random stuff on her body or something, and then someone was like, she looks like Hannah.
Yeah.
And for a second, I was like, no one's ever said that Paige dresses like me. And then I was like, oh, because they hate me. Because they don't understand what's happening. And I said, it's called high fashion.
No, I loved that outfit.
No, you, and when you wear baggy clothes, the way I'm obsessed with you, like, you in a baggy.
It's so funny because Craig's mom texted me last week and was like, hey, Paige, like, obviously.
Well, she wants you to cover up because you're being slut. She's like, can
sometimes
you?
Sometimes I do think, like, oh, my God, my boyfriend has a mom.
Every time you wear a turtleneck, she's like, hey, I really like that outfit. You should do it more often.
She texted me and she was like, obviously, you always look pretty, but, like, I just want to tell you, I really like when you wear athletic wear. And I was like, that's so nice of you.
She just told you need to work out. She was like, maybe you should.
Maybe put a sneaker on and a legging.
And see if you can walk outside,
and
get some
stop
air.
Stop with the mini skirts, you 31-year-old bitch.
I do have to say, skorts for summer. Let's normalize skorts.
I love a skort.
Because skorts, you're free. You can let the labia fly. Like, anything can happen.
You don't have to worry about anything just like.
Yeah, you could
sliding up there,
man spread, and it's very tennis. You can actually also put stuff up your skort, because that's what tennis players do. We put the ball in the skort.
Yes.
Also, I didn't address this, but remember, 2 episodes ago, I went on a rant and I was like, no one ever quotes Giggly Squad because we're so unserious.
Yeah, and then they wrote a full article about
it. They said Hannah Berner thinks Zendaya is bad for women's sports. And it was like a giggler, and she literally messaged me like, LOL. And I'm like, the gigglers are fucking with me. They think it, like, it was hilarious.
No, it was hilarious. And then I started thinking, like, what if, like, just our whole persona was like a bit like
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, like just our whole thing was just a bit on the internet and on Instagram. The only time where we're really ourselves was Giggly Squad Pod and like our live shows. Like every article that was ever written about us was just fake.
But that's what it is.
No, that's what it was. Like, but people saw that and probably were like, that's how it is. Hates Zendaya.
Yes. Well, this is the problem. Tone and context are very important, and that's something someone says after they get in trouble. But like
the power of Giggly Squad. We had an Us Weekly article written for millions of people because gigglers thought it was funny, which is so giggly coded. Like, this will be funny. Could also destroy,
like,
her
the
life.
The giggler was like, Hannah wants me to do this, even though this is bad. I will do this for Hannah.
I thought for a fact we were getting an email from like one of our agents or managers being like, guys, we know you think it's funny.
You're like, they're like, can you not talk shit on Zendaya, who's fighting the good fight every day?
Oh, God.
But I like having imaginary beef with people for no reason. Like, you know when people actually hate someone? Like, that's annoying. But I like having made up, like, that Zendaya is bad for women's sports.
Yeah, like, John Mayer is actively hilarious. Still against this podcast, and he has been since day one.
No,
I didn't forget.
No one's talking about it. We're not going to forget when you go live when we go live. That's a strategic marketing play by your PR team.
Right.
Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon. It's so easy to get caught up in diet fads and like the new hot thing, and most weight loss plans are one size fits all. That's why I want to tell you about Noom. Noom takes into account each person's individual needs. They also use psychology and biology-based approach. You always hear Hannah and I talking about it. Like, we love therapy. We think like everything is connected. I started doing Pilates. So there's a lot going on. So if you're interested in making a few changes, let me tell you about Noom. They don't restrict what you can eat. They don't shame you when you choose to treat yourself. And Noom's flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. If you have cravings or food FOMO, Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say Noom is a good long-term solution. So stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Based on 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with minimum starting BMI of 25, individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I did Sheena's pod last week, but I told her, I was like, I don't watch Bravo. I don't know what's going on. And she was like, don't worry about it. So she would ask these questions based on something that happened to be like, Hannah, what would you do? And I was like, I'm so scared right now.
Like what?
Like I guess there's a storyline about like sharing location. She's like, do you think it's weird if someone knows your location? And I was like, if my mom didn't know my location, I would never know where I am.
Yeah. I see. I have don't have any context either, but but that is a great question.
And I didn't know if it was like her and Brock or if it was like, I think it was her and someone else. I don't have anyone's location, but that's because I literally don't have the capacity in my brain to like, I barely know what I'm doing. I don't even know what other people are doing.
I definitely have other people's locations. I don't care about them. I don't give a fuck where they are. Never once in my life checked. Ever. My mom has mine.
Yeah, my mom has mine.
And I have hers. And sometimes I do check to make sure that bitch is home, you know?
Is she not allowed to leave home?
If she's not answering me, I'm like, interesting, you're home. Just like zooming out.
Just making sure you're not in a lake.
But you know what's funny is like I've never had a boyfriend's location and they've never had mine either.
I like being surprised. Like, pop in unannounced.
Yeah, I feel like now that we're, like, in our 30s, location is, like, strictly safety.
100%.
You know, like...
Yeah.
Where, like, if I was in my 20s, I'd be like... No. I wouldn't let anyone have my location.
You put an AirTag in his shoe.
If AirTags were a thing when I was 22, I'd be arrested. I would be arrested for harassing and trespassing.
Is that a thing, harassing and trespassing?
Harassing and trespassing. And just all around. I'm like, sorry, he shared his location.
Side note about Coachella. The VIP sections are, like, wild.
Wait.
Did you notice that?
I've been seeing that. They're like, wait, general admission is, like, looks so lovely, honestly.
Well, VIP, like, they were showing Taylor Swift. She's, like, in there, a crazy crowd. Yeah. I mean, I wonder why that is. Because normally when you see VIP, it's just, like, them standing in, like, a huge, vast, empty area, like, bobbing.
You know why I probably hate, like, musical things like that, like musicals and like festival
anything
shit
that
like that.
People joy. Yeah.
Things that people can connect around. I hate that. I rather laugh.
Mic drop.
Like,
no, you know why? Because I don't want to feel an emotion.
No.
Like, you know when Olivia Rodrigo, who I'm obsessed with, by the... Actually, I love her style. I love her style.
Okay, well, you can't have her style because that's too...
Like, you're saying I'm too old? Did you just call me an ancient wildebeest?
Sorry, I just ate... I'm so ageist. She's too... Dresses a little too teeny bopper.
Well, yes, obviously it'd be more mature, but like I appreciate the aesthetic.
Okay, sorry, now that we got past that. Our relationship has forever changed, it feels like.
I think the podcast has finished. I think.
Guys, it's been a great 4 years.
I forgot to
We tried to push through. Imagine. People are like, it was definitely the Olivia Rodrigo comment that happened in 2024.
Olivia Rodrigo wore this.
I genuinely feel like we're going to be 95 and still be doing Giggly Squad.
And I'm going to be like, I like Olivia Rodrigo. You're like, you're 87 years
You're going to be like, rest in peace to my grandpa. I'm going to be like, bitch, you're almost with him. You're almost right next to him. Okay, what were we saying before? The VIP section is like crazy because there's just celebrities like just there.
Yeah.
And then I said, I like to laugh. I don't want to listen to music.
Yes. So the Rodrigo concerts, everyone's crying. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay money for my childhood trauma to come out through my eyeballs.
I feel like I don't need someone to sing me a bunch of lyrics for me to be like, oh my God, that's how I feel. Because my brain's always going.
Yes.
You know, like I'm always working it. Like I know. I've internally listened to 10 mental
There's two types of girlies.
Songs, sad songs.
You fought for your life.
Sorry, I just had a stroke. No, speaking of, I woke up in the dead of the middle of the night last night at 3 a.m. thinking I had a stroke because my eyebrow was twitching. And I was like, oh, this is how I go. I'll have a stroke in the middle of the night. No one will find me for till the
Wait,
morning.
Your eyebrow woke you up?
Yes. I was like, how dare you? I pluck you. I bring you to get serviced. I tint you. You're gonna wake me up,
like up and down, or like
no,
in and out,
like twitching a little bit, and I was like, "Oh my, well, I'm having a stroke, clearly." But it was nothing. It turns out to be a false alarm. My mom was like, "Why? Like you don't?
Did
you're
you
not...
call her at 3 a.m.?"
No, I called her in the morning, and I was like, "Something really scary happened." I thought I was having a stroke or a brain aneurysm. She was like, you're not just going to have a brain aneurysm or a stroke. She goes, and then I was like, but that's everyone who's ever had a stroke.
If you have to ask, did I have a stroke? I don't, and you're still not having a stroke. I feel like you didn't have a stroke.
Well, that's just not safe. I do. Not true.
Look, there's two types of girls, is what I was saying.
That's what it was.
Two types of girls. When you're on the bus going to school, someone starts singing, and then they start a whole harmonious a cappella group.
Yeah.
And I never felt comfortable joining in and then, like, seriously singing a full, like, 3 seconds in, I'm like, okay, we're not singing a full song.
At first, I thought I knew where you were going with this, but I'm going to say I've never been on a bus where all the girls started singing.
Have you ever just been around and some girls, like,
no.
She's a lucky, she's a star, and then someone comes in and she cry, and then they're all singing, and then you're like, I don't feel like I was invited to it, I also don't think I can sing that well, and then you're...
No, and I went to cheerleading camp. Like, no, I've never been on a bus. You know what, I didn't do a team sport. That's what it is. I was never in the place for someone to potentially start harmonizing. Yeah. I thought you were gonna say there's two types of girls on the two types of people on the bus. It's the people that get on the bus and say everyone that sits in the back of the bus is, like, bad, and they, like, are, like, rowdy, and, like, the girls that sit in the front are, like, goody two-shoes. Mm-hmm. And if you went to the back of the bus...
You're going to festival.
Like, you learned what Heroine. Getting fingered was in fifth grade, you know? And I was always in the back, bitch.
I feel uncomfortable singing with people.
It shouldn't happen. Like, I don't ever want to, let's just say this here and now. Giggly Squad is our witness. For the foreseeable future, for the rest of my life, I never want to be in a situation where I might have to join in and sing to anything, ever. I don't even really sing happy birthday when it's someone else's birthday. Like, I let the crowd do it for that person.
Yes.
I wrote a card. I don't need to fucking sing.
Yes.
Grow up.
Also, like, when you're in a relationship, I feel like there's no reason to go anywhere.
To go anywhere. What do you,
like, I was thinking the what I would love to go to is, like, a Drake concert, like Lil Wayne. But, like, even when you're there, like, who are you going to grind on? I still grind.
Yeah, like, I like going to, like, rap concerts.
Because when you're like,
then
bopping,
you know you're
like,
going home and having sex. That's what it is. I feel like.
Yes. I do like sporting events. But again, sometimes it's too long. Let's do a 32-minute basketball game.
Yeah, I'm not. How did we even get here?
Let's change the NBA right now. Oh, yeah. Just have the WNBA. What's the Veronica Living Alone TikTok?
Oh, my God. I saw this girl. She made a TikTok. Her name was Veronica.
That's what I got from what you wrote.
Post the TikTok. And she just said something that made me, I had just never thought about it before. And she was like, I forget how old she said she was. Maybe she was like 30 or like 29. And she was like, I just realized why I love living alone so much. And she was like, because I'm the first woman in my family to ever be allowed to live alone. Like, she was like, my mom never lived alone. She met my dad and got married. Her mom was obviously not allowed to live alone. Her mom's mom definitely couldn't live alone. Like, we're the first generation to live alone.
No, that just got me so pumped up.
Like, sorry, I'm just, like, doing it for the girlies. Like, in my family.
I'm just breaking generational trauma.
Breaking generation. Because our daughters will never even have the thought of there's a potential that they can't live alone because there will be no one.
And you immediately were living alone.
I'm the first person in my family to even move away.
Like, you had to consciously decide, I want to move into New York City.
No, I had to figure out how to manipulate my dad.
Oh, you tricked him.
Yeah, to trick him into thinking he let me go. Me and my mom had to, like, cook up a plan.
What was the plan?
It was basically my mom being like, I'll just tell him that you're going. I was like, Mom, come on. She's like, yeah, no problem. You leave on the 17th.
What did you write about Therabody? Greatest thing ever.
Nope. Okay, first of all.
Oh, you hurt yourself.
No, Therabody sent me, like, the leg things, like, the recovery.
Oh,
like,
the full leg?
Like, the full leg. And I was like, there's no way they meant to send this to me. Like, this is so crazy. So I said to Craig, I was like, I'm just going to ship this to your house because, like, I'm never going to use this. Worked out 2 days in a row, and all of a sudden I'm like, should I run the NYC marathon? I can't stop doing it. I literally laid on the couch all last night in my fucking Therabody. Just, I could run a marathon right now. I think it really does work. Like, my legs are not sore at all.
I thought you were going to say, I haven't worked out at all, but I just put it on. It feels good, because that's what I would do.
No,
Therabody's the greatest thing that ever was invented.
I was like, this is like a scam. There's no way this actually works.
I feel like people don't talk enough about the, like, annoyance of having to ask your partner to massage you when you're past the honeymoon stage. Because, like, during the honeymoon stage, they will literally, like, pluck the hair off your toes.
Yeah.
But then, like, 4 years in, you're like, can you, I have, like, a knot on my back, and they're like.
Well, you have to really be strategic about it.
Yeah.
Like, when you ask,
what time of day it is. They have to be in the perfect
mode. Yeah, because they're, like, newborn babies. And if it's almost feeding time, it's too scary. You can't do that. You can't ask at 9 p.m.
I will literally be like, yeah, I'll give you a massage. And after 3 seconds, I stop. I got distracted by something. So the Therabody's great. Look at, this is not an ad.
Trying to think if I've ever.
I got it from my dad for his birthday. It's like the greatest thing ever.
No, I talked about a lot of products this episode, and they're really none ad. No, I will say this about the Therabody. When I was putting it on, I was like, what idiots are spending $700 on this?
Then you're like,
no way. I live here now.
Well, and then a lot of people like to take their legs and put their legs up. Mm-hmm. But I like to watch TV so that I don't know, like, I can't see the TV if I'm lying against the wall.
No, I need to watch the TV. This is strictly this is strictly a couch thing.
Also, I bought one of the LED light masks, and I was like, I can do this for 3 minutes a night.
You
cannot
never
get myself to do it. Yet.
I do it 15 minutes a day.
When do you do it?
Different times, depends.
Yeah, I have to just get into it. I like don't
usually at night, like after my skincare is all done, I'm just laying in the bed waiting to fall asleep anyway.
That's self love.
I just put it on. Sometimes I keep it next to my bed so that you can
mine
just
is
grab
like,
it.
I think it's in a closet right now, so there's like literally no chance. What documentary did you watch?
The Brandy.
I'm watching that tonight. I'm watching that tonight.
It's very interesting.
I never shopped there because it never fit me.
I never shopped there either. Maybe I have, like, a t-shirt.
Well, when you'd
there.
Walk in, it looked like the place exploded.
Brandy Melville was not a thing, I feel like, when we were in high school.
It was, I feel like it was, like, when we were.
Got to college.
Or right after college.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like we missed.
I just remember people talking about it. I'd walk in and it was like a t-shirt, but it was like $90. And I was like...
Yeah, and it was a one size fits all. And they were like literal baby tees. Exactly. But they still haven't like... Like there's like,
so was it a good documentary?
It was a really good documentary because it's just very, it's all very bizarre. Like they didn't really know who was running the company for a while. Yeah.
Who's Brandy?
No one. That's like a made up name. It's like this guy and he just sounds like a creep and like the working, and it's just weird. You'll like it.
She goes, it's so disturbing. But like
they're still just
there.
Yeah. Like operating.
There's a store right in Midtown.
Yeah.
Or in Soho.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
They do have good basics. Like, if you ever need just, like, a stupid white tank, they have them. But I don't support it.
But I've been on the road.
Yeah.
This last week, I was in Connecticut, and then I was in Niagara Falls.
Oh, this is so... So I texted Hannah and I was like, hey, I'm going to this workout tomorrow at 12. Do you want to come? She goes, sorry, can't. I'm in Niagara Falls. And I go, I feel like that's a lie.
You know when someone's giving too much information that you're like, that's made up.
I was like, okay, sure you are. But no, it did. And then you sent a picture and it did look like an AI background. I was like, okay, you're not actually. In- also, Hannah, gun to my head. If someone said, where's Niagara Falls? I have no fucking idea.
Gun to my head if someone said, what is Niagara Falls? I have no idea. So
isn't it just like a dam?
Okay, so I was in I went to Rochester. This is your area, upstate New York.
Yeah, but I don't know where it is. Like, we've never been there.
I was in Rochester, and I asked some girls, like, are you from here? And she's like, no, I'm from Rome. And I was like, oh. And then she was like,
Rome, New York.
It's like an hour away. And yeah. I was like, okay, not the brag.
For being from upstate, but also I have the mom that I have, we've never done any, I've never, like, even been to the Adirondacks.
So Rochester is very close to Canada border. Yeah. So, and then I guess there's Niagara Falls on both, on America side and Canada side.
Okay.
You guys, this is like knowledgeable.
Yeah.
But I can't Uber and it's only an hour and a half away. So I
can't Uber to Canada.
No, because Ubers aren't allowed to just cross the border.
Oh.
So I had to get like a car service, go through the border, break in the border.
Save Canada and single-handedly.
I don't know these hotels. Like, they put us up at hotels. So I get there, and I get in the room, and there's the biggest windows ever.
Yeah.
And, like, the shower's right there. I'm like, what? Like, can someone see in here? Like, I was so creeped out by it. I was like, why are there so many windows?
Canada.
Thank you.
No, like, I feel like Canada's actually, like, kind
it's
chic.
It's chic. It's everyone's really nice, and they have good healthcare.
The only thing I feel bad for Canadians is, like, they don't have a lot of snacks.
No, they do.
I feel like they don't have, like...
They have, like, ketchup chips.
Yeah, but I feel like they don't have as much variety in their snacks.
Or they don't have as good, like, shitty food as we do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. They're, like they're more European-ish.
Yeah, like, you can't walk into, like, a grocery store and have, like, a plethora of options for, like,
they don't have Starbucks.
Shitty snacks.
I might have made that up.
I think you made
they
that
like
up.
Tim Hortons.
You're
there.
Like, they don't have McDonald's.
Or they don't have IHOP, which you'd be surprised.
I think they're... I think they'll survive that
I don't
one.
Think they are. I think IHOP is really amazing.
I don't think they do. I think...
I wake up exhausted, like I always do.
Yeah.
And around 11 o'clock, I'm like, maybe I'll get out of bed. I'll stand up. Stand up. Look
fall
over.
In Niagara Falls.
I'm in the fall. Like, it's this huge waterfall. I go, holy shit.
No, it was quite shocking.
But I do have to say, I didn't go walk there.
Yeah.
Because I'm a loser. But, like, apparently when you're standing there, it seems, like, massive. And it was so beautiful. But I was like, these are the falls they speak of. Like, they get a lot.
I wonder if it's, like...
People talk a lot about Niagara Falls.
I wonder if it's, like, a spiritual experience.
I wanted to learn more about it, but I just, like, looked at it from my hotel room. It was fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. And you're like, I feel like I know I all there is.
No. And that's a wrap on Niagara Falls. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
End scene. Thank you, Craft Services. We did Niagara Falls. Shoot day one.
But you know some people who are like, I just want to see nature. Like Becca, my best friend's always like, I just like being around trees.
Becca, your best friend?
my college best friend.
Do you have a bucket list?
No, that's Chugi.
I don't either.
A bucket list?
Yeah,
trying to survive today.
Yeah, like I don't.
Also, if I had something that was like, if I don't do this before I die, I would have done it already.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fighting every second of my life to survive.
Like, if someone was like, hey, we're going to go climb Mount
I can't even think of a freaking mount. Machu Picchu.
Machu Picchu. I don't think that's a mount.
No, just mount. What is Machu Picchu?
It's in Peru.
Yeah, but what is it again? Like, I think it mount, is in Peru.
Mount Everest. Ain't got shit on me. On top of the world. On top of the world. Dude, we've learned more from TikTok than like all years of school.
Machu Picchu?
And that's why they call me.
You literal history teacher.
History teacher. I, like, for example, I really want to go to Japan.
Yeah.
If I didn't, it's okay.
I kind of want to go to Japan, too, and just, like, go shopping.
I want to go to Japan so bad, and I want to eat a lot.
I bet Des wants to go and ski.
Yeah. Well, we don't even, you don't even know what we're missing. Like,
no, we don't.
Like, that's why I don't have a bucket list.
No, talk about somewhere I want to eat their snacks.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go to Japan and see what all their snacks are.
Oh, my God.
They have such good fucking
Would you
shit.
Eat anything, or, like, or would you be one of those people, like, oh, that looks weird?
No, I will try anything, but also, if I try anything, that means I'm at liberty to spit anything out. Like, that's, I'll try it, but you also can't come for me if I'm like, and I'm spitting it out now.
That's like, so sexual.
I reserve the right to spit out anything at any time.
And go, ew.
Ew, David.
I do have to say, I'm such a food slut. I will try anything, anywhere, anyhow.
Like if someone was like, oh, this is like fresh eel with soy sauce. I'm trying
it.
Amazing.
I'm trying it. I'm deep throating it.
Yeah.
But if a guy's like, can I put it? No, absolutely not.
Can I what?
Put it in my butthole.
Oh. Oh my God. You just went from sushi dinner to having anal. It's a big switch. But
not that big of a switch. I mean, you are. Chris, do you like to eat raw sushi? He's like, can you guys please stop harassing me?
Well, you brought up anal and he got nervous and it's like, it could go anywhere.
But I'm just saying I'm so different in bed than I am like with my appetite where, you know, some people are like, can't eat anything. I wonder if it correlates to the bedroom. It doesn't for me.
No.
Like, I'm a freak.
See, I'll try anything.
I'm a freak in the restaurant.
Yeah. I'll try anything and basically I'll try anything. Like, there's really no difference. If I like it, I'll do it.
Because, you know, they'll be like, this is so good. And I'm like, I feel like you're lying in bed. But if someone's like, this is so good at a restaurant, I'm like, let's see. Let's see.
No, yeah, that's how I feel about, like, ordering duck.
Oh, yeah. And then,
like,
duck?
Yeah, and then, like, getting banged from behind, you know? Like, it's the same thing for me.
Do you order duck?
Let's wrap this up.
This was too much. This was unhinged. It also was the Lord's Day. This is a Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
It feels like Monday.
But don't you feel so good? Like, we record Giggly before... Yeah.
People wake up for their jobs on Monday.
Tomorrow.
This was an especially Giggly episode.
Yeah.
Sign up for a newsletter where I tell you about Bauhaus. And we are dropping something that's going to be fun.
And next Monday.
Monday.
We Easter egg is too soon.
Too soon. Now
we're like, we're committed to this fucking bit, and we can't get out of it.
Oh, also, if you're in London or Dublin, I added a second show, so check those out. Also, I'm going to Portchester.
And if you can find that, you get a free ticket. If you can find it on a map.
Okay, thanks for giving me a buzz. Bye.